RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. That was Uphill Instrumental by Dusty and Goes. Now, we're continuing on our big day of releases with a big, fat, whopping, delicious album out today. And I have its mother, its birthing thing right here. It's birthing brain, I guess. Goodwill is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I really enjoyed all of that intro.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That was really improvising that, but we got there in the end.
Couldn't tell.
Hey, congratulations. Release day. Do you ever get used to it?
Well, I mean, I actually haven't done many albums. You know, I've done one with a previous.
No, true. I guess this is a big.
It's slightly different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did an album with my previous band, and for this project, this is the first album. So there's.
Wow. Yeah.
There's actually nothing to be used to, but
of course there isn't really.
I mean, it works the same, but I think I did feel an extra level of pride looking at it come out. You know,
yeah,
it does
totally,
feel more totally. Substantial for me.
And before we came on air, you're mentioning you've got your tests press back recently as well.
Yes, yeah, we're doing some vinyl with Wine Gum Records and Leather Jacket Records.
That must feel great.
Yeah, also just so mind-boggling because I'm not a big vinyl guy, but to be sent this this random circle, and then I took it to my friend's place and put it on the record player, and then my album comes out. It was, I mean, I know this isn't a revelation for other people, but
no.
I was like, man, this is really strange.
And have you received a sleeve yet?
No.
Sleeveless. Because I, those gorgeous kind of yellow and orange hues all look amazing, kind of blown up. I'm really excited to see that as well.
Yes.
So, tell me all about it.
Man, well, I guess in my head it's very blurry. This is probably it's probably taken 2 years of, or maybe even longer, of writing and slowly recording stuff, and it's all been recorded at my little studio in Brighton.
Yep.
And it's all. I mean, other than a couple of things, it's just me doing it. So it's a very insular process, and it's just like this very slowly. Maybe I'll choose the analogy of pushing a rock up a mountain, but that sounds like I hate it. But I actually love it.
Yeah.
Pushing a rock up a good mountain.
Well, I guess. I mean, the age-old tale is. He never reaches the top of the mountain with pushing his rock. But I guess in your case, you do actually.
Oh, damn.
There is a top.
Yeah, no, maybe
that
it's,
you reach.
It's not a mountain. Maybe it's more like kicking a stone, you
yeah,
know,
right,
to get
right.
somewhere.
No, I think it's a beautifully carved stone as well. So how did this kind of work for you? Because you... We're doing this, obviously, but kind of your day-to-day life is helping record and produce other musicians. So was it a lot of kind of, doing a little bit, leaving alone, coming back later type thing? Has this been going on in the background for, a few years type thing?
Yeah, I think you've nailed it there. It's kind of just whenever I have the time.
Right,
and, you
okay.
know, I mean, naturally... Production work for people kind of ebbs and flows, and sometimes it feels kind of like there's too much going on for me to sit down and feel creative, but other times, you know, there are a couple of days or some nice time where I can do something, or even just doing it after a day working with people is like that totally works as well. But it's just been a thing of just fitting it in when I can. But the cool thing about doing it myself is I really can, you know, try to work on a song for 20 minutes if I have 20 minutes spare,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And because I don't have to pay to go to a studio and, you know, it's not other people's time. I think that's why it takes so long, which can be really hard too. You know, it can be, you can definitely kind of run around in circles being the only cook in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. I was asking, because I had Louis Baker on before, and I was asking him, like, how does he know when it's done? And he kind of said, well, you don't really. It's sort of just, you have to trust your own intuition. Is that how it is in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. And I also think done is a little bit of a sliding scale too. For me, honestly, it has to be kind of good enough, you know?
Yeah, it has to be...
I could keep going forever, and even with all of these songs, I could listen and be like, oh, probably could have turned the guitar down a bit or whatever.
Yeah, but totally.
The thing is, no one cares about that kind of stuff, you know? And I think at some point, just for your sanity and to be creating things, you have to get them out the door, you know, and make space for other things. So
I'm always keen
to, once it's there enough, you know, and if there are a couple of things that are annoying you, you can take care of them. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's important to just be releasing stuff more than for them to be, you know, 100% exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
that's such a good point. And you would drive yourself crazy if you just stayed at it constantly. How much has your work for like other musicians inspired this?
Well, I'm sure, you know, I feel like every day that I work with people, I learn.
It's probably almost inadvertent, isn't it?
I think it's probably like on a subliminal level, you know. Mm. And even, you know, like working with an artist and then being like, oh, have you heard this song by this person?
And then
I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then that might rub off into something.
That's so interesting.
So it's, you know, it's kind of inevitable that all those people would influence it. But yeah, you learn so much, and even like little techniques and stuff.
You
know, definitely can like make their way into something I'm working on, yeah.
So what now?
Now we have a show happening.
Good.
In Otatahi on 8th of November at Space Academy, album release show.
Lovely.
So I'm really excited about that. Actually haven't played a headline show.
No, I was going to say.
In like 2 years.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a while. That's very cool. It's kind of wild. Exciting.
Yeah. And then I'm going to do like a small little free in-store performance at Flying Nun.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Cool.
And we're going to be selling records. And that is on the 13th of October. On Sunday, so come along. It's free. You don't need a ticket.
Is that this Sunday? Oh, no, next. I was like, shit. Oh, my God. Where is time going? no, it's okay. It's okay. Now, I'm always curious, and a lot of musicians have sort of different answers for this, but how do you pick your singles? Like, for example, what? Obama's was the last one?
This one could Kill the Guilt. That was one before.
Right. Yep, like, is that intuition to you? Are you like, this feels like it can stand on its own too? Like, how do you pick a single?
I think that's right. Honestly, a lot of it is just like, which ones do I feel most proud of? And therefore, which ones will I have the most energy to promote and, you know, it's like, yeah, which ones would I be most happy to tell everyone is coming out?
Okay, interesting.
Because I want them, you know. I mean, of course, I want to release the ones that I like the most, really.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, hopefully that would align with the songs that other people would like. You know, if I'm gravitating towards them, it's probably because they feel best for me, you know. But also I've tried to lean on some other people, like, oh, for this I did send a bunch of other people maybe like 7 songs and was like, hey, out of these, which are the singles?
Oh, really? Okay.
And it was pretty consistent, I think, you know, maybe after sending it to 5 people.
Nice.
It was like these couple of songs kept coming back and I was like, that's cool. But to be fair, I've actually released 5 singles, which is pretty wild, but I was kind of,
oh my God, seemed like, is it being 5?
seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, Kind Hands came out last year, you know, so that's like a
oh my god,
a very early single, but
that actually answers my question. I can't remember if it was Hand or Hands.
It's Hands.
Yeah, so it's multiple. It's multiple Kind Hands.
Yeah.
So where did the like? Is there themes running throughout with this, or is it a sort of a mishmash of inspirations and experiences? Like, what's going on with the narrative of this?
Well, I would say throughout the process, it's I feel very blurry about what I'm writing about, you know. But
yeah, right.
After the fact, it's very easy to think about, you know, how everything connects, because there are a lot of very clear themes to me that I can see afterwards that I wasn't, you know, even really aware of.
Right, interesting.
At the time of writing, or it's just was much more vague to me at the time. But yeah, actually, a lot of it is about, I guess, like gratitude, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
And not all the songs are, you know, like crazy happy or anything. But I think when I'd written my last EP, I'd kind of wanted to run in the other direction, and that one felt very like emotional and kind of like anxious or something, and I just wanted it to be the opposite of that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think also at the time of writing this, as always, there was a lot of gnarly stuff going down in the world, you know, and that's always just an instant big shot of gratitude to be here and you know, for a million other things. But that kind of started to find its way in. And yeah, I would say that's kind of the most reoccurring thing. And yeah, being lucky. And that's, yeah, I think that's what I can see in there. But there's probably a whole bunch of other potential things in there that I'm not even aware of that I'm tying.
Yeah. And I mean, that answer would probably change, right? In like 10 years' time, you know, the context of it all is so different and stuff.
Yeah, I think also I never wanted, because there are lots of really dark moments, but I never wanted it to be too far away from feeling like the weather could change or something.
Yeah, you know, right.
So that was a thing for me is, and a lot of the songs are dark. And if you put them on for 2 seconds, you would think it's maybe about something that is more on the sad side of town, you know, but I think it's actually not. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that attitude, actually. I really like that. Now, my question is, what song are we going to play?
What do you have here?
Oh, no, I've got
all. Have you got everything?
Yeah.
Man, well, it would be fun to play one that's never been played on the radio.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Which is four of them. But one of them's instrumental, so let's not do that because you might lose listeners.
Okay.
Let's do the song Exhale.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't do that one. tell me about Exhale. Is there much to say?
I just remember that I was riding my bike along Hagley Park, maybe at like sundown on a nice night.
Oh, lovely.
And I noticed myself have a bit of a
kind of exhale. Right.
And I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
You know, why do we do that when we're content? You breathe out, you know, and if,
yeah, isn't it?
And
yeah,
if things are tense, you kind of like have really short breaths and you keep breathing in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought about that, and I guess that was, you know, the like exhaling and breathing out when something nice is happening. It's also like kind of a way to show, or you feel some like gratitude, or you feel content in that moment. And that's kind of tying into everything else that I was writing about. And that is the main lyric of the chorus. Exhale when I feel lucky, breathe out when I don't. There you go.
Yeah. That's lovely. That's really, really nice. And it fascinates me, the inner workings of a musician's brain. It really, I'm so excited for this album and everything that comes of it. My kind of big question for you before we play this and move on with our world. Are there things your this audience, your fans, are there things they can look out for? Are there tickets they can buy? Are there things they can book in? What can they do?
Yeah. Yeah, please, people listening, you could do one of three things, and maybe all of them. I think you should do all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, why stop at one?
Let's make it four.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
One, you could buy a record. Mm-hmm. They are available now.
Mm-hmm.
They're available on Bandcamp and Flying Nun.
Lovely.
So get a record, because that's really nice for everybody. And you could come to the release show, which is 8th of November, Space Academy. It's going to be really fun. And the final one, can I have a final one?
Yes, no, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Playing at Flying Nun, 13th of October, free show, 2 p.m.
Lovely.
Duo.
Duo?
My friend Josh and I.
Yep. Oh, okay, okay. That's fantastic. So there's plenty of options there. Go support them all. Yeah, Goodwill does so much for other musicians you love and enjoy as well. So go love and enjoy him. Right. Goodwill, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to celebrate it all today?
I actually got asked this question last night, but I haven't even thought about it.
It's been terrible.
It's been a big focus. Actually, I might be grabbing a beer with a friend, but for now, maybe I'll go get a pain au chocolat from the bakery next door.
That's sweet and like a wee reward for you, I guess. But do something better than that. My God, come on. You put out a fantastic album today and you should be so very proud of it. To our audience right now, we're going to play Exhale from this album. We're taking its radio virginity. but there's probably a better way of saying that. Goodwill, one more time, thank you so very much for joining me this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Enough so I can't hold.